What's your mind picture of a person who wears the label carer? I bet very few of you are thinking about someone under the age of 18, struggling to look after someone at home and try and keep up with friends and, of course, schoolwork. Well, this is the world of Christine Slattery. Christine runs an organisation or a group called Young Carers through Bendigo Health. And on the weekend, she was part of the launch of a book called Hidden Heroes, Stories of Young Carers. Christine, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Before you started working with young people 5 years ago, did you realise that there were so many young carers in the region?
I had no idea what a young carer was at all.
So you've come from a background of drug and alcohol support?
Mental health and disability.
Yeah. What made you sort of move into this area?
I was offered this program when I started working at Carer Support and I thought, oh yeah, I'll have a go. And yeah, I had no idea of what these kids, what their lives are like.
Okay, so how many people did you start off with at the beginning?
Started off with about 3.
And now
we have 200.
200.
And that's without any promotion or anything. Yeah.
And is that still the tip of the iceberg?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Okay, now I guess that getting anyone to tell a story is sometimes difficult, particularly if it's a painful story.
Yep.
How many kids have shared their ideas in the book called Hidden Heroes?
50.
50.
Yep.
Was there arm twisting involved?
No, not at all. We actually were only aiming for 20 and we thought we were really pushing at straws to get that. And yeah, we ended up with 50.
Okay. As I mentioned, in my mind there's a stereotypical carer. Is there a stereotypical young carer or are they as diverse as anyone in the community?
They have so much more understanding than anybody else in the community. They really do. They are so empathetic. They're just, yeah, you just need to admire them.
Well, who's the younger, or what? How old is the youngest person that you've come across caring for a relative?
5.
5 years old.
With 4 siblings with autism. Yep.
Wow.
Mm.
You kind of wonder, well, where's the rest of the extended family when you hear an age like that?
The extended family, for one, can't manage the children with behavioural issues. And I think for them it's also really hard to acknowledge that they have family, you know, within their family who have these disabilities.
Now, I've only seen this book for 10 minutes. I've quickly flicked through and I've read one story in particular. And the feeling I get is that these kids are struggling, that you know, they really are being pulled from pillar to post. They've got friends, they've got school, they've got family. How much stress are they under?
A lot of these kids haven't got friends because at school they don't want other people to know of what their life situation is. They go home from school and that's when they get to school on time because quite often they're busy helping the other children or parents or whoever. They go to school. As soon as they get home from school, they have to help out with, you know, providing support. Then they go to bed and the same thing starts again the next day.
So basically they've got just 2 functions in life. One is to care and the other one is to get to school.
Absolutely. And they don't really have a social life.
Well, so much for my problems.
Exactly.
Now, it must be really quite humbling in some ways to work with these kids.
Oh, look, they're just amazing kids. I just admire them so much.
Now, you said 200 on the books and that's probably not that many.
No.
Statistics in Australia, I read in your introduction, possibly 2 in every classroom.
Absolutely. Yes.
Why aren't we screaming this from the rooftop saying we need to support these kids?
I don't know. I really don't know. And that's how the book came about because I just, well, in my journey, you know, working in mental health and disability, I'd never seen a book on young carers. I'd seen them on carer stories and care recipient stories, but I had never, ever seen one on young carer stories.
Yeah, I must say the kind of carer story that I'm used to is the one that says, yes, I care for my wife, she's living with Alzheimer's and I get to Probus once a week to you know, have
yes.
my social life. Not quite the same kind of a story, but just as poignant in its own ways. You have now published and launched Hidden Heroes, Stories of Young Carers. Christine, what do you want to do with this?
My dream is that it will end up in every school, that all children will have to do a book report on it and therefore the teachers will have had to read it as well. And that way they'll have more understanding of what these kids are going through.
I'm wondering whether it needs to be beyond just students to actually their parents, their aunts and uncles and everyone else, because there could be someone who think, oh, you know, little Jamie down the street, he seems to be coping okay. I don't need to do too much.
And that was something that came out of the book too, because a lot of the parents had no idea how their children were feeling until they actually read the book.
Isn't that extraordinary? Now, you've brought a box of these books in with us, so I'm assuming that people can come in and grab a copy. And has this been published so it's free, is it?
It is free. It's a resource,
okay,
yes.
So this resource, Hidden Heroes, I think everyone should have a chance to read that. That'll sit by my bedside table until I finally get through it. But Christine, I suppose if you're seeing these numbers growing, what is, the system doing? Are they starting to recognise it as more of an issue and an area where support is needed?
They are starting to, but I think, to me the main focus is on carers and care recipients.
And tell me what you do at Young Carers.
So with Young Carers, what we have done in the past is we were running a activity group. So once every 2 months we had a group for 12 and over, and we did a camp once a year, and every 2 months we did a group for 11 and under. But otherwise we can offer some individual support, as in some minimal funding. But our main aim at the moment is to go and just promote it with the schools and other service providers.
Okay, so some teachers do recognise that
some
students in their class are probably doing some extracurricular stuff we shouldn't expect of a 12-year-old.
And I think with the feedback I've had since the book has come out is some of the children who have written their story have taken it to the school. And it is being encouraged in some schools for the children to read it, and they are in the library at a couple of schools.
Fantastic. The book is called Hidden Heroes, Stories of Young Carers, published through Carer Support Services at Bendigo Health.
Yes.
And if you would like to get a copy, you can drop into the ABC studios opposite Lake Waroona. Mornings are best for us, because we're early starters, we shoot through. Or, Christine, can I pick it up from Bendigo Health somewhere?
Absolutely. At Carer Support Services in it's 37 Haviland Street East.
And before I let you go, Christine, would you like to read me one of the stories?
I would. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, this story is called Trying to Understand. I'm your average 11-year-old girl who lives with her mum, dad, younger brother and sister. My brother has Asperger's syndrome. This means he finds it hard to concentrate and is not as kind as some people can be. I've been helping to look after him for as long as I can remember. Mum says that sometimes I can get him to do things that she can't. When he is having an issue, getting dressed, sometimes I make him laugh and promise to do one of his favourite things with him if he puts his shoes on. Sometimes this can take us an hour, so one of us will look after my brother while the other gets the breakfast and makes the lunches. I'm usually quite exhausted by the time I get to school. Sometimes he can be nice, but usually he is quite mean towards us. He yells and screams a lot. Most of the time I don't understand why, but when he doesn't get his own way, he hits, bites, kicks and punches. One day he pulled a big chunk of my hair out and Mum had to make it into a fringe to cover up the big patch. There are many times he has hurt me and made me cry. I have never ever had a friend come over for a sleepover. I can't, because my brother always hurts us and ruins our games. Even though I have good friends, they don't really get it. They don't understand his disability. Neither do I, to be honest, but I'm his sister, so I have to put up with it. At school, other kids are always coming up and telling me all the bad, mean and silly things he does. He is always in trouble. It's very embarrassing and it makes me upset when he behaves like this. I wish he wouldn't, even though I know he can't help it a lot of the time. The worst part of having a brother with a disability is that it always seems to be about him. Nothing is ever special for me. Everything we do as a family, we have to ask, how will he manage it? Thank you.
Whew, powerful stuff, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah, okay then, and that's just one of 50 stories.
Absolutely.
All right, Christine, thank you so much for coming in and sharing that with us.
You are welcome, thank
you. Christine Slattery from Carer Support Services at Bendigo Health.